This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, there he is.
FM News Talk 97.1. Hey, everybody. Good Friday afternoon. It's 3:07. I'm Dave Glover. Today. That's what you sound like. You sound just like that. I just broke my headphones. Damn. Look at it. The little thing just snipped right off.
Oh, my goodness, Mark.
Man.
Oh, sorry. Your mic wasn't on because you weren't in here.
Yeah.
Now it's on.
Yeah. Go ahead and turn this mic on now.
Turn it off again. I'm sorry. I now have more than one job. I have to replace your dumbass. So I was in there talking to Jeff Allen about yet one more person who wants your job.
More difficult than you thought. Not so much.
You know what? I want your job.
Oh.
Someone can take mine.
And in other words, you want to be a reactor?
Oh, I'd be the best reactor in the business.
Oh, you know, you're an ex, and something to think about, like when retirement happens, like in a year or two, I think it's a great idea.
No, I've said many times, like, I hope to be somebody's Mark Close one day. There's like a horrible love song. Let me be your Mark Close.
Oh, this just sucks.
I'm sorry about your headphones, Mark. I have a pair of blue headphones in the office you can use.
Right, and are those all the ones over there, all like the one ear wonders?
Yeah, those stink.
That's right. I know, you know what?
I've been doing this
for 47 years. I know what I sound like. Perfection.
No, going bareback, huh?
Yeah.
No headphones?
That's it, baby. I never used to wear them early on because it messed up my hair.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Honest to God, early. And, like, we had these big old clunky things back in the day. And, like, man, I mean, they called them Cost Pro 4A triple A's. And they were metal. And if you were in a hurry, you'd go and grab them. And one of them would slip and hit you. It would almost knock you out. It would knock you right out of your chair. So,
you have a great voice, though.
Thanks very much.
You don't even need the headphones.
No, you broke the last pair.
Wow. Andrew's plugging them in for him.
But thank you. Wow.
He's like getting less and less respect.
You know who uses those headphones all the time, Mark?
Tim?
You know what? You're going to be gone in 5 days. Those headphones have to last a while. So,
yeah.
At this point, they're the priority.
Hey, after today, these things are going to be stretched so far out of shape. They'd fit on a watermelon.
Whose head were these
on? Good Lord, what a melon on this guy.
Yeah, it's pretty out there.
It's a gorgeous day.
Very nice.
Nice weekend. I think tomorrow's going to be a little bit... Tomorrow's sunny.
Right.
And I think Sunday was a little bit cloudy, but warmer, so...
Yeah, I think Sunday's the warmer, but more chance for rain. But you know what? As long as it's not 25 and all.
No, Rachel and I were talking about it this morning, like, it's all downhill from here.
Absolutely.
Light downhill, right? Downhill's good.
Yeah, right. Light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even care if it snowed again, because it's not going to last.
You know what's coming.
Yeah, but no.
Plus, I've always wanted to do that thing where you put grass seed out just before it snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it takes it down.
I should do that, but I've had my pre-emergence put on. I don't like to tell everybody that, but it's part of the retirement thing. No, I had my yard done with pre-emergence. So once you do that, you can't seed, man, because the seed won't germinate. Got any other questions?
No.
No.
All right.
I have a Mark leaving update.
Do I know about it?
No, it's about me.
Oh. Of course it is.
I keep getting, like, I have these moments where I get really, really upset for like 1 second and then it goes away.
Say that again? Oh, about Mark.
Yeah. Like earlier, the three of us were down at KMOX talking, and I was getting upset, and then it just went away.
I'm not sure how to take that, and
I'm
not even Mark.
Really? I mean, it used to linger for an hour or two, but now it's in and out, and it's gone, so it's not a problem.
Good thing?
I guess, yeah. I guess it means I'm not going to, like, cry about it, so.
Have you not cried about it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You are a cold stone bitch.
Yep.
A cold stone bitch.
She held her breath a couple of times, but it wasn't quite the same thing.
Cold stone again.
Mm-hmm.
Cold stone.
She loves ice cream.
Well, it's just an update for the very nice listeners who have been like, are you okay? I'm like, I guess, yeah. I guess I'm fine.
Yep.
How do you typically handle things emotionally? Would you say
like this?
Like that?
Yeah.
Stoic.
I was telling Dave the other day, actually, I'm like, it'll probably hit me, or I'll get upset about something else, and then I'll really, really cry because I'll
about
have been upset
else.
About. No, about. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it'll just set me off.
Do you think
which is healthy?
You get over things very quickly in a healthy way, or in a repress them, this is not healthy way?
I'm a little bit of a represser. I like with sad stuff, I definitely am. So
do you have
this
a strategy?
Is very sad. No, it's just how I am. I don't like to be very emotionally vulnerable. I'm not. If I cry, I feel stupid. And I always admire people who can cry and keep talking, but I'm usually trying to hold it in so bad that my voice is really shaking. I'm not a super emotional. I don't feel super comfortable. I think I'm like Mark in that sense, in that I would just rather be like, all right, yeah, this is fine, and not confront it.
I just wonder, clearly everyone's different, but if you just feel like you're getting over things really quick, I mean, my God, I would pay half the money I have in the bank right now to be more like that.
Yeah.
If I could just cycle through hurt and loss and grief and pain really quickly, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, the lingering effects are tough because they will they'll hang with you, and you never know when they're going to come back. You just be sitting there and all of a sudden you think about something that just grabs you and it's like,
would it bother you if someone got over you really quick? Or would you be like, "Oh, well, more power to you."
I mean, I've been in that situation before, and it's like, it's half more power to you, and it does hurt, too, at the same time. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that won't be the case here.
Okay.
This is going to be something that's going to take a while.
Going to linger.
Well, I also, Mark's still here. So it's like, we haven't been doing anything that much differently other than talking to people about replacing him. That's been the big difference, But it's
strange.
A week from now, this is going to be our last show with Mark.
Yeah.
And that's, it just, I don't, maybe it hasn't sunk in. I mean, I can think about it, but it's not here yet.
I would love to hear from Twitter. I would love to hear from Twitter. Not on this. On our next DGS live comedy and music show. We can go back to the Wildy. And I know people on the East Side would probably prefer that. And I love the Wildy. I love everything about it. It would be early May, like around May 9th. We also have an opportunity to go to the Sheldon.
Wow.
Which is twice the size.
Mm-hmm.
It is known for being one of the most acoustically perfect rooms in the country. I would love to just go ruin that place. One of the dates that's available is Mother's Day at 6 p.m., 7 p.m.
Is Mother's Day
like May 12th or something like that?
I don't think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day is always a Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like Sunday shows.
There's another one open on Thursday before Memorial Day. You think that would be a problem?
I don't know if people take that Friday off and make a longer weekend out of it, if they'd be want to stick around. They might, and then if they'd have, but what about a weekend gig? Can we, any weekends?
They're
available?
Just hard to get.
I know.
They've been booked up for a long time.
They're tough. Yeah.
So should I do a Facebook poll asking, because Thursdays and Sundays, I would prefer a Thursday. I get people who would prefer a Sunday. Should I ask our general audience vote for Thursday or Sunday?
And ask whether they prefer the Wildy or the Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Sunday sounds bad to me, but that's just because I'm a baby.
So same here. It's like after 5 o'clock on Sunday, just don't talk to me. Don't invite me anywhere because I'm going to...
Oh, you'll be great then.
I'll come for like 10... Well, I'm not going to be here. But no, I don't like going out on Sunday nights. Sunday nights are time to like, you get home, honker down, that's it.
I don't want to go out after like 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Well, no need to take a poll then.
Yeah.
Nobody
cares what I think.
Isn't going to be there.
The Dave Clover Show.
All right, so the poll is up on the DGS Facebook page if you want to go vote.
And what's the question?
Would you rather a DGS live event happen on a Thursday or a Sunday?
How about Wildy and Sheldon?
We'll do that later.
Okay.
That's asking people a lot of info at once. The Wildy, I think, is a guaranteed hit.
Wildy's a guaranteed sellout.
It's beautiful.
Sheldon is just
bigger,
intriguing.
Different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe I'll cry about Mark at the DGS Live event.
I doubt it.
I'll try and get it. Who's this guy over here?
Doesn't sound like
he's leaving next Friday, and I'm like on the phone. I'm like, oh, yeah, bye. See
ya. Good to see you. Anyway. Good to see you. Another replacement.
I guess I feel good, though. I can't tell you how many people, I can't say everyone, most people in the business would like to come take your job.
Oh, yeah.
And then at least 24 people outside the business.
Oh, and how many of the listeners? That's like, hey, Mark, sorry to see you go. I'm available. They always tag it on there.
Oh, I need to reply to someone on Twitter. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes. No, that's absolutely true. And it's, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you got to be a brain surgeon to do this job, but
it's more difficult than you think.
Yes, it is. It's like when people hear us doing like half wits and they come in and play. Remember Bulger used to talk about how easy, this is a pro football player, how easy he came in. He got crushed. I mean, he was like deer in headlights. It's different. It's no matter, everybody looks at everybody's job and you think how easy that would be. Then you get into it and you're like, it's not so much. That's why only certain people can do it. So,
you know who I can't stand? This is on my list. Like with Bono.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Angela Lansbury.
Ooh. Yeah.
Who else do I not like, Rach? You keep my list.
You hate Ariana Grande. You hate Olivia Jade. You hate Paris Jackson.
Yeah.
You hate Samuel L. Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You hate...
anybody with the last name Jackson.
Tony.
You do hate Tony.
Tony in the room.
I hate all of the Flying Wilindas. The acrobat, high wire team, family.
The high wire.
I mainly hate the main one.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with him being religious or a Christian, but I really hated him when he was like, I don't know, walking across the Grand Tetons.
Yeah.
And he prays the whole time.
Yeah.
Don't send me email saying you're mad at me because I hate Christians. I don't. I just hate this Christian.
Yeah.
But then, like, they all fell and one broke her face real bad and now they're doing a thing. I just hate them.
Mm.
Well, I'll add them to the list.
That's it. The continually growing list. Man, if Angela Lansbury was doing a high wire act,
Don't even say that.
Oprah. Oh. Hate Oprah.
Yeah. She's the granddaddy.
Come on.
If Angela Lansbury had an Instagram like Olivia Jade.
Angela Lansbury's like, I don't even care about school.
Like, I never went to high school.
What do you think about Jeff Dunham?
Hate him.
God, I was laughing my butt off.
Of course you were.
Jose and a stick?
Yep.
Come on. It's a guy and
so
a stick.
So your wheelhouse.
Oh, and Walter, the
I hate
old guy?
Both of them. Who's the other one?
Walter.
Who's you might be a redneck if?
Oh, that's Jeff Foxworthy.
I hate all the Jeff comedians.
Yeah. But yeah, he's not a ventriloquist. But this, I saw one that it was just outstanding. And the one guy's a terrorist, you know, Ahmed or something, the terrorist. How does he come up with this stuff? It's just priceless.
Seems like racism.
Well,
is where he comes up with that bit.
This show was
Rach, just because he has
just because his name's Akbar, the terrorist,
a Middle Eastern terrorist.
That's right.
And
haven't heard the accent.
And
it's great.
Hispanic, chili pepper.
Right. Yep. You know what? I never really looked at it that way. He is pretty racist.
Here's my newest character, Shlomo Cohen the Accountant. Man, he pinches pennies. What?
The Accountant.
What's happening right now?
Well, it was funny. I enjoyed it. He was the highest paid comedian in the world.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Just saying.
I really think that is the formula for super success. He's talented.
Very talented.
Jeff Foxworthy is talented.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy, Tater Salad? Guy.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
He's talented.
Damn.
But here's my true theory on this. You have to be super talented, and then you dumb it down about 60%. Jay Leno dumbed it down 60%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These guys dumb it down 60%. And people love them. That's the formula.
Well, you go to a wider audience, so you got a better chance.
Whiter?
Oh.
I think the problem with our show is there's not a lot to dumb down.
Is that a problem?
Like, we're already pretty...
Damn. It'd be dead air.
There's no room to give?
Yeah.
I think the bar's pretty low. I think it's on the ground.
A wider audience. You're funny.
That Jeff Dunham, I love that guy, that wider audience that he has all the time.
He's just so very Caucasian friendly.
That's right. I don't know.
Yeah,
he is pretty racist.
He helps me laugh at the less fortunate.
Let's give a shout out to our pals in El Monstero. Their tickets went on sale today. Concert is Saturday, June 8th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Only $19 this first week
for lawn seats. Yeah.
Go to Ticketmaster.
Mark, Julie, save me a few.
Right.
El Monstero and Celebration Day with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Man, that's gonna rock.
I saw El Monstero with the Philharmonic 2 summers ago, mm-hmm. and it was amazing.
Yep.
I'm not supposed to let this out. Ah, damn it. I'm going to do it.
Is the curtain? We getting the curtain?
You might get the curtain. John Lennon may be opening for Celebration.
And wow. I'm going to play clarinet in the Philharmonic.
Dave, behind the curtain.
Mark's going to play tambourine.
You can be in the big drum set next to me.
Really? And they're playing Comfortably Numb and you're doing Imagine. What's wrong? Wait a minute.
I just keep coming out with the curtain.
Dave, we...
Instant Karma's going to get you. Oh, yeah.
Someone get rid of Glover. We told him he could play one song.
Jimmy, can you talk to him?
He won't stop.
This is bad.
Really? Oh, man. That'll be a great show. That'll be a great show.
I hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. DGS 330. Sue's here. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Sue is also a realtor, and she was talking about one guy answering the door in a towel once.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One of my favorite naked stories is when I lived in Kirkwood. We had these neighbors with these two, like, ne'er-do-well kids who were probably 7 and 9, somewhere around there. And, I mean, they were fine, but, you know, they'd, like, pick on Nick or, you know, what have you. And so one morning, I was up by myself. I was very Fat Dave, but still very naked. You know, I would just love being naked. And so I was downstairs by myself drinking coffee, but the only coffee mug that was clean was tiny. It was a vanishingly tiny little, like, teacup, and I'm like, whatever. So picture, it's a beautiful morning. I'm standing there, looking out in my backyard, naked, holding a tiny little coffee mug, sipping coffee, and we had this long, what do you call it, with where you plant flowers, like maybe 20 feet long, okay.
Just like a
flower
porch.
Bed,
oh, yeah. Okay.
And I see movement, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a rabbit or something, and so I walk closer. Now I'm right, the only thing between me and the flower bed is one of those little pull, you know,
Sliding door.
Yeah.
With just the screen. And I'm just drinking my tiny cup of coffee, looking at the rabbits. And then one of the rabbits raises its head, and it's the two little kids in camo who are hiding in the flower bed. And now they're like, son of a bitch, there's a fat naked guy there. And so I see them raise their head up, and I scream, and I drop my tiny little teacup,
no.
And it shatters,
oh.
And they jumped up and screamed, and they go off running, and I'm running in circles, and I'm like, when are the cops going to come? You know, like, there's no defending this.
Man.
Like, okay, sir, so you didn't know that the boys were in here.
Right. Well, they were wearing camo, officer. I couldn't see them. Wow. I feel bad about the coffee cup.
Well, it was tiny.
That's true.
Yeah.
That wasn't my fault, right?
No, hey, it's your property.
You can do anything, you know, inside, outside, nah, but inside, you want to walk around
How
naked?
How about that? That's a good question.
Backyard?
Can you just walk around? No, in your home, but yes. With the windows open, the picture window open, like if people can see you.
That's a little, well.
Mm. It's a little tacky, but I think you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you're not, you know, indecent exposure, right? If it's your house.
I don't think so. You can do it.
Well, you're the realtor, sir. Sue, you
I'm not sure that has anything to do with
Check
house sales, but.
Yeah, it's not like it's haunted.
Yes. I
think there's a lot of nudity here.
Okay, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, a new guy on the second floor.
I don't know. I would think that if it's really wide open and people can see, I doubt you're allowed to do it.
Oh, I agree. I think you're right. You know, if you can see in there and, like a picture window or something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
I had a creepy guy live in an apartment complex that I lived in, and he lived in the apartment above me. And he would do things in the window when I got home and would walk in the apartment. And I called the police one time, and they said, we can't do anything because he's in his own house, wow, in his own space.
How did he seem if he was above you?
That was a delightful story. He would do it at the window, Dave, when I got out of the car.
Oh.
To walk into the condo or into the building.
Like shadow puppets?
Yeah, I was thinking
a little,
puppet
little
show.
Shadow puppet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mostly snakes.
Yeah.
Mime.
Small snakes.
Do the mime thing. He's in a box.
But it was super creepy.
Now he's out of the box.
He's good.
Super creepy.
Worst place I ever lived, hands down. Lived in Wood River. That's not the end of the story. in a house upstairs. And it was like the old Tiltmore Hotel, the Six Flags. There wasn't one wall or floor that was straight.
Mm-hmm.
And below me, I never met them, lived a bunch of people who smoked constantly. Mm. So cigarette smoke's bad, but cigarette smoke wafting up is the worst. Yeah. It was just terrible.
Lingers and,
Nothing you can do. Was there? Since they were in their own
space. They could do whatever they wanted to do.
Back in Fern and I, the first place we lived in, Park Forest off of River to Pear, we lived on the second floor, and there was a gal below us, a nurse, that worked like third shift, and she would come home at like 2 in the morning and start cooking. Like really a lot of garlic and stuff in your sleep. You'd wake up and like, oh man, that was rough. That was rough.
Do you have a worst place, Rach?
Yeah, my first apartment. There, it was like a four family flat, but it wasn't a four family house like you get in the city here. It was just an apartment building with four apartments, whatever. The person across from me wouldn't go outside to smoke because it was too cold. They would smoke in their stairwell. So then everyone else can smell it. Mm-hmm. And then the other people next to us were very, very loud and just horrible and always slamming things. And the management at that place was terrible. And I would always call and be like, look, this is going on. This is going on. Nothing would get done. Nothing would get done. And this is the same place where, so I lived there with my boyfriend. I woke up one day, he was at work, and I heard somebody in my apartment. And I walked out, and there's a maintenance guy and then like his little teenage helper doing something with my fridge. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm scared. I don't know why you're in here. And they're like, we're fixing the weird sound in your fridge. Duh. And I'm like, I never asked for that. And then they got upset with me for being upset that they had essentially broken into my apartment and were fixing something that didn't need fixing because they read the trouble ticket wrong or whatever. I was the bad person for being like, please leave. I'm in my pajamas. It's 8 in the morning. I'm not supposed to be here with another person. Like, I didn't let you into my home. Leave.
Oh, that is creepy.
That place sucked.
Apartments are weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever I moved in June and I was reaching out to past landlords for references, and this loft that I had applied to called me and said, yeah, we reached out to those apartments and they have no record of you or anyone else living there. They changed management. So I guess the management destroyed all of their files before they left. It's crazy. That place was terrible.
Switching topics quickly, did you guys see all the Hickenlooper stuff?
Saw a little bit of it.
He's done. I mean, he probably should be done because he seems like a grade A idiot, just a buffoon. But it just goes to show you that in the days of social media and instant feedback, and he did a couple things. He talked about how he took his mom to see the porn movie Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
And that wasn't the weirdest thing. Did you see the thing, Rach, he said about women? I'm sure you can find it and play it if you want. Well, that's not really our show. It's more of a Cox thing. But they asked him on a CNN town hall, like, so would you ask a woman to be a running mate? And he gets all clever, and he's like, well, let me ask you this. Why don't you ask the women if they'd have a man be the running mate? And he looks at the audience like,
gotcha.
And they're all like, boo! You're like, you're done.
idiot.
You are done. You might as well just stop.
I mean, I think I get what he was going for. It's just a stupid way to say it. Like, how ridiculous for you to even ask me that. Of course I would consider a woman. Right. You would never ask a woman if she were blah, blah, blah.
And that's what he said. He went on, like, The View or some stupid show and said, like, well, I guess I said it in artfully.
Yeah, totally.
You
so
think?
What? Why did he go? Why did he take his mom to see the porn?
Well, he said that he knew it was risque, which red flag.
Then
right
why would
there.
You go with your mom? Yes.
And yes. they sat through the whole thing.
Wow.
Nobody got up and left.
Now that's just.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That guy and his mom have an inappropriate relationship.
Well, you had to get the plot. If you left early, you're going to miss the whole plot of the movie. And it was, I understand it was very intricate.
Does she get the job or not?
Yeah. Come on.
I didn't know they stayed for the whole thing.
Yes.
You don't tell that. Look, I am the king of telling embarrassing stories.
That's
if I took my mom
tell.
To a porn and we stayed the whole time, you're never hearing that story.
You do not tell that story.
Now, I heard this, of course, on the Mark Cox show. That's how I know this story.
Not familiar.
That's fake news.
Tell me
and,
about him.
Because I was horrified that this, and he said, he tried to defend his mother saying, well, she just doesn't like to get up and leave when she's committed to
she's
something.
Very
and
polite.
I'm like, this is getting worse.
Yeah.
When I'm committed to watching a porn with my son.
That's right. I mean, we paid the
$350. I will not disrespect anyone involved by That's getting right. up and leaving.
The whole story is just appalling.
Yeah, the whole trying to be relatable thing. Let's stop. I don't care if you're relatable. Mm-hmm. That's not relatable. That makes you an incestuous
yeah.
freak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't want to hear about it. Oh, man, the big one I saw over the weekend was Cory Booker and his love of coffee on Twitter. I was just cringing reading this article. So he tweeted, I'm not exaggerating, 20 times over the last 10 years. Oh, guys, I broke up with sleep and now I'm dating coffee. She's hot.
Oh,
he tweeted that
God.
Worded differently about 20 different times.
He's a douche.
He's such a dork. Did you know he's dating Rosario Dawson?
Yes.
There is no justice in this world.
No, there's not.
That's just wrong.
Hmm.
That's the thing I can't forgive. I mean, I don't want you put to death, but like, I don't want to date you and I don't want to be your friend if you're a douche. And mm-hmm. and there's lots of, that could mean many things to many people.
True.
Cory Booker. That's all you need to know.
Mm.
Someone who does that joke once.
What's worse, that or watching a porn with your mom?
Is it Triple X?
I'm not familiar with Deep
I mean,
throat.
Softcore, come on.
Yeah, was it a matinee? Did they get a decent ticket price? I mean, was it for full price?
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't want anything weird like Japanese businessmen. But
no, uh-uh. No.
I mean, she would.
You and your mom.
Nothing is worse than that. What is worse than that?
The coffee thing.
Nothing!
Yeah, bad humor.
Ugh.
Given the choice of going to see a porn with my mom or Cory Booker, come on, Mom.
Kind of a jump ball, but we'll go with this.
I broke up with sleep and now I'm dating coffee. And she's hot.
The first time I ever saw a pornographic movie, there was a pornographic drive-in over on the east side.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it was yours.
Nope.
The one you talked about.
No, mine's up. No.
I went with three other guys.
I know the one
not
you're speaking. I know the one you're speaking of. I had like a season pass for both.
What was it called? That wasn't The Colony, was it?
The Colony is the one downtown was in.
He knows. He's a reference book for this.
I've heard. A little late. I believe The Colony was an indoor movie
okay.
in downtown St. Louis. I remember yours was like sitting on the middle of a field somewhere,
yes.
like in nowhere.
Yes.
Only the cows could
yes.
watch. Yeah.
So I went with three other friends.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I was in the back seat. I don't think I drove.
Okay.
So someone drove, and then there's a guy in the seat next to him. Then I was in the back seat with another guy.
Okay.
And it's all like, just giggle, giggle.
Right.
And then the movies start, and then at some point you're like, what are we doing?
Yes.
Like, this is super uncomfortable. And I'm 18, 17 probably, and I'm looking around, and every other car is just one guy by himself.
That's not a good sign.
And then middle-aged men, they're looking at us like, what are you doing?
Why would you get... Well, with a carload, you save money, you know, so...
Yeah, I always wondered about that mentality. Like, you always hear about teenage boys renting a movie together, or let's all get... I think my generation, Wild Things, was a big one for everybody to watch together.
Sure.
It's like, well, why do you want to watch that with all of your friends? That's messed up. All right, I think we should stop. I know it's Friday, but it is the 3 o'clock hour, and we've mentioned porn like 40 times.
I haven't.
That's a show.
Things are moving fast with the everything. We have people applying like crazy to take Mark's chair when he leaves a week from today. We're about to book the DGS live comedy show, like maybe in the next 10 minutes.
Wow.
We're not dicking around anymore.
No, man. It was a moving show.
Once Mark said he was leaving, everyone was like, all right, let's get to work.
Let's
progress.
Get in.
Progress.
Can you guys talk for a minute?
Sure.
I can sing and play that song again. Na, 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 na,
ow.
Na, na, na.
Sorry, my nail.
Oh, no.
That stinks.
I'm sorry to
hear
that.
You're giving me issues today.
I'm not kidding. I have to text the guys in my band.
Okay.
Did which day one? Was it Thursday or Sunday? I heard on my way in.
Let's
we're looking
check.
At a Saturday now.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Friggin' Saturday.
Whoa. Yep.
Well, let's check the poll just in case. It looks like it's 50-50.
Huh. Yeah. Well, so, if we get a place that's...
I'm sure Saturday is preferred to everyone.
Oh,
so.
Everything. Saturday's the night. Saturday night.
Sorry,
fighting.
I knew it. Oh my God, when are you leaving?
Thank you.
I mean,
not a day
man,
too
I'm gonna
soon.
Miss you.
Not a day too soon. Too.
I'm gonna miss you so damn bad.
Obviously, so every time somebody tells a bad joke, everybody will just stop dead for me and go, "Oh, he's gone." Thank
you know
God.
What? Yeah, you know what's gonna happen is every time someone compliments someone, we're all gonna cringe because we have Mark Close PTSD.
Oh, that'd be great.
Sue Thomas walks in. I'm like, what a lovely blouse. Everyone goes, oh, wait for it.
Really? And then you just go for it and tear her up.
Then there's just nothing.
Yeah. That's great. I'm left my...
Evidently, he really meant she had a lovely blouse.
I left my mark.
It's disturbing.
We got Cusmano on the way or no?
He's claiming the number I gave him is the wrong number.
Oh, God. I'm surrounded by incompetence.
Cusmano does that all the time. He just,
he says
a number.
He's trying now. Let's
know.
See.
Any number you want.
And he says, sorry, do you want us to just call you? Question mark.
It's good to punctuate.
Stop.
Good girl.
Exclamation point.
Right. Stop.
Andrew's on IM like, just have him call the main line.
Just have him call me. I'll put him on my cell phone.
Gotta ask him about sports.
Here we are in the communication business and we can't get a phone call in. Not a problem.
There are a few things that make Rachel more angry than fantasy football, Frank Cusmano.
Well, I'm not the commissioner anymore, so it's no longer my problem.
But man, oh man, this guy, he doesn't know what his email is. He doesn't understand.
He'd call and be like, Rachel, I can't remember my login. And it would be like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm like, dude, I'm about to go to sleep. Just write it down.
Write it down.
But nope, that all got funneled to Andrew this year.
Go to 971talk.com/merch to get the remaining Mark Close t-shirts. We have more baseball tees coming in. Sister, do I need to put hot sauce in your fingernails?
No, I'm fine. It's just it's bothering me.
Leave them alone.
One of her Lee press-on nails came off, and she has not stopped biting it.
It's not a press-on.
Those are nice, too.
They are nice.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, she lost 80 cents just in one
fell swoop. I was going to say, a set of 10 is like $1.80. I mean, so it's good stuff.
I almost feel like he is trolling us at this point because he's like, you gave me the wrong number. Oh, I'm trying now. And I'm like, do you want us to just call you? He goes, yeah, try. And then he goes, now I'm trying you. I think I figured out what the problem is.
Well, we're out of time, Frank. Thanks
very
much.
It's like that thing when you're trying to get into a car and the person, it's locked, and then you pull and they're like, stop. And
hold it. Hold it. Yep.
I bet you're the kind of guy, Mark, that does the thing where you pull away.
No. Well, yeah. Depending on who it is, like Fern, I do it a lot.
Can you remember the maddest she's ever been at you? Not for like a real life thing, but like
She. Yeah, I don't.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying.
35 years of marriage, she's never been mad at you because you've never farted around her.
Well, there's that. She's never complained about that. What would she be mad at me about?
You're kidding.
I can't think of anything I've done wrong.
She got mad at you whenever you had the party
and didn't your ex-girlfriend who you stalked show up to the party?
Yeah, but she ripped up your Ronstadt. Yeah, she took my... I didn't do anything. I didn't bring her.
Of course you didn't. You're Mark Close.
A guy that I know brought this gal. I didn't tell people, tell me who you're going to bring before you come to my party. She just showed up. I was like, how are you? We went in the back room, made out for a while. We came back. I don't know what she got upset about, but I lost my Linda Ronstadt poster. She shredded it.
She crazy.
She's on the main line, guys.
Sure he is.
What year was that, Mark?
47, 48.
Cusimano, how do you navigate life?
Dave, great to be with you. How are you?
Nothing happened.
I am broadcasting live from Cancun, and a great group of people from St. Louis have given me their phone because they have the international plan. They came up to me and they said, you're Frank Cusimano. We listen to you on the Dave Glover Show all the time. They didn't say Channel 5. They said the Dave Glover Show.
Well, hello to them. That's pretty cool.
You know he's in Kirkwood. Don't buy this crap. He's like 10 minutes away from us.
Tell him we said thanks for letting you use the phone.
Yeah. Are they standing next to you?
They're standing right next to me. Do you want to say hi to them?
Yeah. Put one of them on the phone.
Hold on. Hey, say hi to Dave Glover back in St. Louis, okay?
Hi, Dave Glover in St. Louis.
Hi, who's this?
Say hi to Dave Glover in St. Louis.
Nope.
Hello.
She's going to keep passing the phone.
Very attractive girls, too. And they said you're really an attractive guy for an elderly gentleman.
Well, put him back on again.
Yeah, we don't need to talk to you.
So you in Cancun by yourself?
No, I'm just for the lovely Monique.
So. Okay.
What are we going to get? Cancun sports? What the hell are we going to talk about?
Oh, no, I've been following everything. Are we going to get Cancun sports?
You know.
The volleyball game at the pool was intense today.
Oh, my God. Two people were dunked.
In the semifinals of the ping pong championship.
In shirts and skins.
We have 1 minute left
in this
segment.
Yeah, we have 1 minute left.
Yeah, this has been a good one.
Sum it all up for us.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, we got a lot to talk about real quick. Story in St. Louis, of course. Paul Goldschmidt signed his 5-year contract extension. And I don't know if you realize how great this is, but they gave up a couple of guys that probably weren't going to play roles for the most, and Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly, and a minor leaguer. They got a fake franchise, basically a version of Albert Pujols. And everybody thought, well, you may only get it for 1 year. Instead, it's a 5-year deal from now till 2024. And this is one of the greatest moves John Mozeliak has ever done. This guy is a star.
Okay, good. Good news. How do you like the tournament so far?
What's that now?
How do you like the tournament so far?
Oh, really interesting in the fact that...
I think he's staying in an all-inclusive resort.
I think he is. He's drunk.
Everybody's popping down front. This is the first time I've been a sports guest. Corona light influence. What? I want you to know that.
I got an idea. Next time, pick a listener with a better phone plan. This phone sucks.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, we got to go. Have fun in Cancun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.